yard fence? Is that right?
When you're putting up a barbed wire fence and you dig holes?
A post.
What would you call a fence that was made out of bluestone or rock?
We call it a stone fence.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
An egg, I guess.
What do you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Is it made out of wood or metal?
Some is made out of what used to be an old wooden bucket, and now they call them metal buckets.
What sort of container would you use to carry food to the pigs in? What do you call it?
Call it a slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
In the fry pan.
What's it made of?
Made of iron, or steel, so we one.
What do you boil water in on the stove?
In the kettle.
What do you call that container that you put flowers in?
I don't know, I put them in some many things.
If you were going to put some flowers, cut some flowers and take them up and put them at Grandma's grave, what would you put them in?
I put them in a vase or a can.
If the dishes were all dirty, if all the dishes were dirty, and it's almost supper time, and before you can have supper, you would say, I must
wash the dishes.
After you wash the dishes, then you do something to them in clear water.
Rinse them.
What do you use for drying the dishes?
A cloth.
What do you call a square cloth that you use to wash your face with?
A wash basin or a pan.
No, the cloth that you're going to use.
Oh, a towel.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen? What do you call it?
Faucet.
People used to buy flour in a great old big old container. What do you call that?
Wood barrel.
When you wanted to pour water into a smallmouth jar, you had to use something.
Funnel.
If you wanted to make horses go faster, what would you use to make them go faster?
End of a line or a whip.
When you buy stuff at the store, they put the things in some kind of a container. What do you call that?
Paper bag.
Flour comes in big containers now.
In sacks.
You used to get feed in some kind of a different kind of sack. What'd you call that?
A toe sack or another name for it, I think.
Yeah. You know when you were taking corn to the mill to have it ground? What would you call that amount that you were taking to the
bushel? The amount I'm taking?
Yes, sir.
Taking I'd say a bushel or two bushels.